Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Very strange year, obviously, in every possible sense of the word, but for movies in particular, and came across an item that the number one box office movie last weekend was The Empire Strikes Back, of all things.
Brand new movie.
Yeah. Well, it came out in originally 1980, wasn't it?
Is it the second one?
I think it was the second, but the reason was it's showing at drive-ins, and drive-ins are making a big comeback, and
people are making new ones even. So yeah, the drive-in is turned all around, coming back.
Yeah, building new drive-ins, you mean?
They had done it before at places like at some stadiums and things. Put up screens, and they're doing that again. So it's putting up screens, not so much building a new drive-in.
I see. I remember when there was a drive-in at Texas Stadium, wasn't there at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yes, there was.
That's going back a ways. Well, anyway, I'm all for the drive-ins making a comeback. And then now Tom Hanks has a new movie out called Greyhound.
Right. And it's based on a famous book called The Good Shepherd by C.S. Forrester. Mm-hmm. Which came out in 1955, and they had originally planned this to be on the big screen because it is one of those big, expensive action movies, but they have decided to go ahead with it. It's ready, so they have started this week showing it on Apple TV.
Okay. You have to subscribe to Apple TV then in order to view that.
Yes.
Yeah, just like you would Netflix or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, that's an inducement, isn't it, to get people to subscribe if they haven't already, and maybe that's part of the thinking of putting it out is to boost subscriptions to Apple TV. But this is a World War II movie, and it's about an Allied naval convoy in the very early days of the war.
Yes, and he plays Commander Ernie Krause, who's the real guy who commanded the destroyer USS Keeling. And it was his first time to be the commander, and so it's kind of his story. It's a biographical story.
Mm-hmm. One of the reviews says another in the Tom Hanks gallery of seemingly unremarkable men rising to meet extraordinary challenges.
Yes, yes, and he's done it all. This is his second time to be in a ship. He got pirates the last time.
Right. I remember that. I don't remember the name of that movie, but that was pretty darn good. As almost all of his movies are. So this, have you had the chance to see this one?
No, because I didn't have Apple TV.
Right. So Alice, poor Alice, you know, used to be in the know on all of these things, and now it's much more difficult to maintain that. But 81% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay,
so that's that looks good. So that is out there and available if you subscribe to Apple TV, Greyhound with Tom Hanks. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic, and he's an amazing person. I don't need to tell anybody that, but he has at least four more movies in the works and nearing completion that will be out sometime over the next year.
Yes, one, the Elvis movie, he was filming in Australia for Baz Luhrmann, the director, when he and his wife contracted COVID-19.
Yeah, and then he recovered pretty quickly from that. But he plays, doesn't play Elvis, but plays Colonel Tom Parker in that movie.
Very strange kind of stretch for me to imagine that. But I have trouble with the other one that's coming out. I was so surprised because I read the book of News of the World, and I had, the whole time I was reading it, I had pictured Jeff Bridges as this captain.
Sure.
And then Tom Hanks bought the rights to it, and so I'm still having trouble thinking about him as this old military guy from the Civil War who goes from town to town giving out the news.
That's an unusual concept. It's a hard concept to imagine how the story would flow in that. But it is a Western, and that's supposed to come out December 25th on Christmas Day of this year.
It's a fabulous book by Paulette Giles, and it's got everything in it. It's a it was just born to be a movie. It's got a story about a Native American rescue and all kinds of adventures. It's a adventure tale.
And then the Elvis movie is supposed to come out November 2021.
And they moved those up to that one, I think. And his other another one called Bios,
right,
which is supposed to be at the end of the world, and he's one of the last men on Earth named Finch, who is an inventor.
That's April 2021, they say. A robot learns what it is to be human is sort of the idea behind that. And then he's playing Geppetto in a live-action version of Pinocchio that's supposed to come out.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even know about that being done. But Disney has basically done everything. They've done Beauty and the Beast and all of the things that they had that are animated films. Now they're redoing them as live-action.
So if you're a Tom Hanks fan, there's lots to look forward to over the next year or so. He's been a very busy guy. And we're almost out of time, but Hamilton has made a big splash. The movie version of the play, it's actually a film of the musical, and it's doing extremely well.
Yes, and it's on Disney Plus, and people have told me that they have subscribed to Disney Plus for 1 month just to get it, whatever cost that is for a month.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.